These men thought that the same principles that guided peas guided the development and generations of human life. And they believed that poverty was a genetic trait, criminality, chastity, morality. So, in other words, you weren't born into poverty. Poverty was born into you. And the best way to get rid of poverty and improve the world was to get rid of the people who had this genetic trait. As far as they were concerned, it didn't matter if you took an African, put him in a white toga, taught him to read Latin, and put him in Italy. That did not make him a Roman. That's exactly the type of language that they used. So it was not the character of your family. It was not your wealth. It was not your position or your education. What mattered was whether you were of defective ancestry, racially unacceptable, eugenically unacceptable, and whether your progeny would create more defective individuals for society. And this is what they wanted to get rid of. They believed that you could breed a better human being in the same way that you could breed a better herd of cattle, a field of wheat, an ear of corn. And consequently, the government agency that put these guys together was the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because they wanted to breed a better species of man also.